I believe these gym preachers and that they were like that. Well, some of them had,
is there something inside that seed? When you open that seed up, is there anything inside that?
There's a kernel in there that germinates, and the old grandmother used to all the time take some of them and plant them. And sometimes they'd come up and little fellas, you know, like plants would never did about to much. I don't think she ever set them out or tried to. But some of the seed is not, I guess they wouldn't be fertile because their seed will come open, be open, you know, and that kernel wouldn't hardly be right, I guess, that, of course, they, some of the kinds will come up better than the others. That L. butter seed, I don't think, it's, none of them ever come up, but this June piece, the seed would come up from that. I mean, she planted the seeds, you know, in a box or something, maybe.
What is the June peach? Which is that? Is that the same as the Indian peach?
No, it was, would get ripe about June, and it was a small red-faced peach and very nice and tastes good, but it's not as large on there as the L. butter.
Is it a clean peach or a freestone or what?
I believe that the maybe were clean peaches.
Were the Indian peaches clean peaches?
Yeah, they were very much, and they, lots of them said they were good to preserve. You know, they cut them off and cook them with sugar or something. They would do very well to eat, but not as good as the L. butter was best, I thought. This June piece reminds me a heap of what you may see in the market sometime, a kind of a small piece pretty early, you know. This place here in Huntsville, I think they get lots of them from out in Limestone County around Mahare. That would be orchards. And
what about apples? Did you ever grow apples around?
No. He tried it, and then I've seen some of my neighbors tried to raise some, and they grew up as tall as that ceiling, you know, and look nice and kind of and bloom good, like, but maybe wouldn't have more than just a few very little apples, and they wouldn't be getting usually, they would fall off. And
well, when do you like to eat apples?
Huh?
Do you eat apples?
Yeah.
Well, when you eat them, what's the part you throw away? What's that part called?
Well, you eat the all inside, you know, there's a kind of a core that's full of seed, and that is a lot of seed, and you eat the good part off. You know, the other ain't supposed to peel them, but I always wash them and eat the rind. I think they taste better.
Well, did you ever cut up apples into little pieces and then dry them?
No, but my grandmother would fix peaches that way.
What does she call those little pieces like that?
Dried peaches. And they would be good, you know. They'd shrink up to where the pieces wasn't very large. And she put them in the sun for a long time, just out in the sun on a table or something, and kind of watch them, and then finally put them in a bag or something and put them away, and then in the wintertime they're really good. But the dried apples,